And I want to get the teacher's perspective in here. Can I hold you over for about 3 or 4 minutes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put her on hold, and Nona will join us in our next hour, and we'll get right to the bottom of it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Heidi Harris.
What was the reaction to Joe Biden's first actual press conference as president? We'll talk about it. And we'll check in with Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is taking a cautious approach to changing Senate filibuster rules in order to pass his priorities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Liberal Democrats want to do away with the filibuster, which requires 60 votes to pass legislation in the Senate. At a news conference, the president did not embrace eliminating the procedural tactic, but later said Republicans are abusing the filibuster in a gigantic way.
And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
With the Senate divided 50-50, Republicans can block much of his agenda. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A flotilla of tugboats is continuing efforts to dislodge a huge cargo ship that's wedged diagonally across the Suez Canal.
The incident has created long queues of ships waiting to pass through the strategic canal. They have now been diverted to the old water channel in order to clear traffic. The Suez Canal has two paths. One that goes back to the 19th century, and another one inaugurated more than 5 years ago. It is in this new one that the ultra-large ship ran aground. Oil prices rose on world markets, amid fears that crude oil shipments could be delayed by the blockage.
BBC correspondent Sally Nabil reporting from Cairo, Egypt. Tornadoes moving through Alabama have demolished homes near Birmingham and left thousands without power. In the Eagle Point subdivision of Shelby County, at least one house was reduced to rubble, while roofs and second stories were missing from others. Authorities in the city of Pelham are warning heavy damage as well. The National Weather Service issued multiple tornado warnings for Alabama and Mississippi. On Wall Street, the Dow by 199 points. More at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Iran.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. A new lawsuit claims a Las Vegas family suffered catastrophic poisoning after drinking real water. The latest complaint filed yesterday claims 5-year-old Hera Carrier experienced a liver malfunction back in November and continues to have medical problems. Her father reportedly experienced fatigue, lightheadedness, and vomiting. The family's complaint is at least the 5th lawsuit filed against Real Water since last week, including a class action lawsuit filed on Monday. The president of the locally based Real Water has issued an apology to customers. Company president Brent Jones released a video on Real Water's website saying he is cooperating with the FDA investigation. However, the FDA says they have not been provided with the requested records from their facilities in Henderson and in Mesa, Arizona. Las Vegas' newest resort opens today. Virgin Hotels Las Vegas will open with no resort fees, free parking, and free Wi-Fi. Company officials say the offering falls in line with the Virgin Hotels brand, which does not charge resort fees at any of its properties. After undergoing a massive makeover, the former Hard Rock Hotel property will have 3 hotel towers and more than 1,500 rooms and a 5-acre pool.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We've got some reduced speeds through the resort area of the 15, northbound at Desert Inn, southbound at Bonanza. Also very slow as you try to merge on to Interstate 15 South, the Russell on-ramp. Very congested through there, and some slowing 215 westbound at St. Rose.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. Don't forget, coming up, Heidi Harris will join us at 5:05. Joining us now is Nona. She is a teacher in the Clark County School District. And I apologize, I should have retained this. What grade level you teach? Are you elementary or what?
I'm elementary. I teach special education.
Okay, good.
So I bounce. I'm in the kindergarten classroom. I'm in an autism classroom, and I'm in a fourth grade classroom.
Tell me, and only because I have a lot of friends who are elementary school teachers. I was with one a couple of nights ago, and she teaches, I think, second or third grade, and she says her kids are so far behind. And I don't know.
It's awful.
I don't know how that relates to special needs kids, but is it the same in your area of education?
What I see, and my daughter's a first grade teacher also, and what I see is all of our students across the board are very, very behind this year. Teachers are doing the best they can do. We don't have a lot of technology available to us. I know they gave out Chromebooks to all the kids. I use my own personal computer at school and home because there's nothing to use other than a very antiquated computer. Our kids are behind, but in the few weeks we've had our kids back in class since the beginning of March to now, I see my kindergartners just increasing in knowledge so much where they're not where they should be, but they're not at a level we would retain them for lack of knowledge, you know, where we would say, all these kids need to stay in the same grade. They are learning. They are doing, you know, and our poor parents, I just feel so bad. Their whole life's not only disrupted by COVID, then they're trying to teach their kids, and the kids are rebelling against the computers. They want to be with their friends. It's just a horrible catch-22. We can't do enough, but we're doing everything we can do. And, you know, I feel so bad. And our kids who get to come back, they're so excited and they're so happy. And it's just rough for everybody. And I'm hoping, you know, there's a bill in the Senate right now in Nevada to open our schools for all students for summer school, for general education summer school. And it hasn't gone through yet. And I'm really hoping that it will. It's SB, I want to say 315 or 351, I cannot remember, but it would pay for teachers to come on campus and work after a three-week vacation, you know, break. We don't get vacations. We don't get paid for days off. But it would pay extra pay for teachers to come back and students to come back face-to-face to catch that up. And that's probably my biggest push, is that we need not so much to cancel spring break, but we need to offer an extra educational time during the summer so we don't have these huge gaps.
Because hey, Nona.
8 weeks off.
Hey, Nona, you know, quick.
We're closed 8 weeks this summer.
Uh-huh. Just a quick question, though. My friend is leaving Monday for San Diego, going to spend 3 or 4 or 5 days down there. How long are you folks off? Just a week or 2 weeks or what?
We're off 6 days. We're off all of Monday through Friday, and then the following Monday that follows Easter. That was a random day they gave us off. Last year they tied it all to Thanksgiving. They gave us 3 days off, so we had a 5-day break at Thanksgiving. This year they didn't. They gave us a random day in January, random day in February, random day in April. You know, so we are off 5 days. And when we come back, all students who want to be in person are able to come back. What I know of is K-6.
Okay, and that's April 6th, right? Is that the day when everybody's due back in brick-and-mortar schools?
Right, and I'm thinking it's high school and junior high, too. Because I don't teach those grades, I'm not quite as aware. But I'm thinking most of them are able to come back, too. And we should be fully open. This is ridiculous that we have kids online. I see teachers who are trying to teach online while they're teaching their kids in person. So nobody is getting that full teacher attention.
And you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when we were teaching virtual, I would be on the computer with my students from 9 o'clock, and I'd be pulling small groups or one-on-one children, you know, until 3:15 is when I was out. All day long, most of the time, I mean, more than once, I was eating my lunch with the kids while we were doing, you know, adding, subtracting, you know, trying to do letter identification, you know, depending on the grade I was working with. But if I was having to do in person and on the computer at the same time, somebody would be getting shortchanged more than they are already getting shortchanged.
Well, and my understanding is, at least from elementary grades, is that they essentially are shortchanging the kids that are on the computers.
Yeah.
That the kids in the classroom are getting the full dose of education, and the kids at home are sometimes on their computer, sometimes off their computer, and it's just kind of a crapshoot.
It really is, and I understand why parents want to keep their kids home. I really do. You know, the virus is terrifying. I lost two students last year, two preschool students to COVID. And this year, I haven't lost any of my students, but I've lost friends who are in my age group, you know, over 50. I've lost several friends to COVID. I understand it's terrifying, and we want to do what's best for our children and our families. But our children desperately need to be face-to-face. You know, we're very clean in the classrooms. We're very careful. At least the school I'm at, we work hard. I'm washing desks down for the teacher. You know, when I'm getting ready to leave to go to another classroom, I sanitize my hands. I sanitize all the work areas that kids are at just to help her out so she can keep going with what she's doing. You know, and this is the first year I haven't really even had a cold, you know.
I know.
It's amazing. But,
I know.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, though, and what initiated this, for those of you that may just be joining us, I had raised an objection that with an extra 6 days to educate our kids, I don't know that it would have made a difference on the entire district, but if it helped two or three or five kids in one classroom to have an extra 5 or 6 days of instruction to go on spring break, I just, and I understand everybody needs a break, the kids need a break, the parents need a break, the teachers need a break, I get that. But, you know, this is an exceptional time, and I would have thought there would be some sense of desperation to say, let's keep the kids in class as long as we possibly can. And you're saying you don't think it would have made that much of a difference?
No, I'm not saying that. I do think it would make a difference. I think our teachers are exhausted. But here's the real catch on all of this, is the district would have to pay the teachers for those days. Those are our non-paid days. We do not get paid vacation. We do not get paid summer. We do not get paid for Christmas. We work 182 days. They take our pay for those 182 days and divide it by 365, and that's what we get. So we get no vacation pay. We earn no vacation.
But you do get paid over 12 months. You can choose to be, and I'm not sure if that's a choice thing, that you can choose to be paid over.
No. Nope, it is mandatory. The reason they do that is you get paid. We get paid 12 months. I don't get paid for the hours I work until the very last day of this fiscal year for the school is when I get my last pay for that I worked this whole year. So in the summer, you know, which would be August 5th this year, that's when I've actually gotten caught up on my pay from the district. The district, they do that so that we can't claim unemployment. It used to be teachers could claim unemployment for summer, Christmas, and spring breaks because we are not paid. So the districts, and this is across the United States, they've come up with this great plan. And personally, I love getting my paycheck over the summer, but I don't get vacation pay. People say, oh, you get 3 months off with pay. No, I don't. I get shortchanged every single day I work to cut, and they keep my money, and they keep it through August 5th. Now, if they said, you know, you have an option of making your daily rate of pay and skip spring break, I would be in my class. I'd be at the school on Monday.
Yeah.
But they won't do that.
Okay.
And even this bill that's coming across, they don't want to pay teachers their daily rate of pay. They want to cut their salaries huge amounts to $22 an hour. And that sounds like a lot of money, but you're only working 7 hours, 5 days a week, and there's no prep time, there's no time to get ready for this. And yes, it's good money, but it's not, it's undercutting what they should be doing. They should be offering our salary. You know, our daily rate of pay. If they want us to work in the summer, because the teachers who are going to be taking this are the teachers who are new in the district, and they need the money because they don't get paid great salaries.
Hey, Nona, I'm running a little short on time. I just want to ask you, and again, this is Nona. She is a special ed teacher in the Clark County School District, so she sees all kinds of different grade levels. And I'm curious, how long is it going to take for us to catch up? Will our kids ever catch up, or will there just be a one-year education gap in 300 some odd thousand students?
I think if the kids come to school, it will probably take 2 years. I figure 2 years we'll be catching up. And there's some kids that this is our special needs kids. This is going to hurt them forever. It's just awful, you know. But it's probably going to take 2 years of really dedicated work from the teachers, and our teachers are dedicated. But it's going to take a lot of work, and parents are going to have to, you know, help support it, not teach, but just help support, follow up and do reading at home, follow up and have their kids answer questions, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That support is what our kids need.
Hey, but Nona,
I don't see it in 1 year.
I'll be honest with you. I think we've done irreparable damage to our kids. And again, this is a natural disaster. This is not something that the teachers' union did or the administration did. It's something that we're all trying to adjust to in our own way. Nona, thanks for what you do, and keep fighting that good fight with the kids. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
There you go. That's Nona. She's a caller. And she was listening, and I challenged her that, you know, at a time when we ought to be keeping our kids in class every opportunity we have. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I would have found a way to start sending them to school on Saturdays. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's true. The kids wouldn't have liked it. The parents probably wouldn't have liked it. But if it's going to take us 2 years, 2 years to catch up, there's going to be an education gap with these kids probably forever. And there are going to be kids that are going to be advancing from first grade to second grade, that when they get to second grade, they're going to find out they can't even read at a first grade level. We have all these whiz-bang programs, you know, read by three, that kind of, I mean, we have all these different, you know, victory schools, Zoom schools. But in the end, you got to have kids in the classroom learning. And they haven't been learning for the last year plus. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You want to join us, you may agree with what Nona said. You may disagree with what Nona said. That's okay. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We'll even move you up in line. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on our next segment on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. And joining me now is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, you often talk about the financial red zone, but what if we're already in retirement? What are some things that we can do as well?
Well, the financial red zone is just, hey, we're over 50 years old. We're approaching retirement. We know we are not in the right allocation. Our money isn't, because we want to make sure we have lifetime income and a financial fill-up strategy, yet our advisor has never told us what kind of guaranteed lifetime income we can get. Very, very important for you to do it as well. But if you're already in retirement, don't despair, Steve, because it's never too late or too early to make sure you have that right plan together. So if you're in retirement now and you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, you want to make sure you can live to age 121 or retirement and beyond and not worry about where the income's going to come from, come see us. Let's take a look at what's going on right now in your portfolio. Let's see what makes it tick. Let's see what's feeding that engine of retirement income. And if that engine could run out of gas in the future, that's not a good place to be. We need one that's perpetual. It's going to have repetition every single year. There's going to be a new check in your mailbox, regardless of how long you or your spouse lives. And, Steve, that's very, very important, because that gives you confidence and it gives you peace of mind, knowing that no matter what happens on TV, in other words, in the market, because people watch TV, no matter what happens there, you're going to be taken care of, because you have that financial fill-up strategy that's growth, protection, and lifetime income you can never outlive, Steve, that gives you a peace of mind knowing that everything's fine. I'm going to give the next 25 people a call, this no-cost review, and make sure you have your own financial fill-up strategy and a three-book set of three of the books I've written.
All right, no cost or obligation, folks. Just make the phone call. Get yourself an appointment. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today, the President of the United States held a news conference, his first news conference in the first 65 days of his presidency. He went 65 days without a news conference till now. And I must tell you, the performance was lackluster. I mean, it was nothing to write home about. But one thing he did, he bragged about stimulus checks. Even though there were still 130 million Americans who are still waiting on their checks. I got mine. I got mine direct deposited yesterday. So I got mine, but there are 130 million that are still waiting. Maybe you're waiting too. But I liked it. That the president bragged on stimulus checks and I guess what we would call the Biden economy. Let's go to cut three real quick. This was the president earlier today, his news conference, the East Room of the White House.
As of yesterday, more than 100 million payments of $1,400 have gone into people's bank accounts. That's real money in people's pockets, bringing relief instantly almost. And millions more will be getting their money very soon. One final note. Since we passed the American Rescue Plan, we're starting to see new signs of hope in our economy. Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%, a 6% growth in GDP. And just this morning, we learned the number of people filing for weekly unemployment insurance fell by nearly 100,000 persons. It's the first time in a year the number has fallen below the pre-pandemic